business books, book review, job interviews, application. Are you smart enough to work at Google? By William Poundstone.
Whom to hire is one of the great problems organisation man faces. If he gets it wrong, he may be forced to share a confined space for an indefinite period with someone deficient in wit, aptitude and hygiene, with nothing but a flimsy partition for protection. If he gets it wrong in a different way, tomorrow he may be fired by today's meek applicant. Each industry has its own method for hiring. Britain's spy service sometimes physically roughs up new recruits to see how much they enjoy that sort of thing. Candidates for more everyday roles within the civil service are given a bulging in-tray filled with documents of varying importance and not enough time to clear it. To judge by Are You Smart Enough to Work at Google, which combines anecdotes from current and former employees of Silicon Valley firms with a potted history of the pop psychology and practice of interviewing, and lots of brain teasers of a sort favoured by interviewers at Google, plenty of firms treat graduate recruitment the way Alfred Hitchcock treated blondes. Inexperienced Tippi Hendrons can be made to squirm. They get asked impossible questions by stony-faced interviewers who offer them no feedback or encouragement, leaving the baffled victims feeling stupid and a little sweaty. This approach is used only on people starting out on their careers, when the power of interviewer over interviewee is at its greatest. By the time candidates have more professional experience, they can expect to be treated more like Grace Kelly. At the end of this ordeal, once the package, a dossier of 40 to 50 pages on each applicant, has been considered and Larry Page, Google's chief executive, approves the decision, the firm's new employee can boast of working at an interesting place with lots of other clever people. Sometimes, though, the rigorous hiring process does such a good job of signalling that a career at Google is desirable that actually starting work there can be anticlimactic. One former worker in Google's People Ops department, the section other companies call HR, told the author that within days of leaving university, he went from reading the works of Jacques Derrida, an indecipherable theorist, to processing requests from Google employees wishing to move position within the organisation. He did not see this as a good thing.